Počúvate SBS v slovenčine.
Vážení poslucháči, tu pod Južným krížom v tejto krásnej zemi sveta, kedysi zasľúbenej a prívetivej, žijeme pod ťarchou moci pánov, diktátom vlády a tak ako kedysi za lepším životom sa dnes už pristávať nedá. Udržať alebo získať prácu ešte ťažšie a v krajine, kde federálny ministerský predseda nemá páky na štátnych, si títo robia, čo chcú. V krajine, kde sú teraz časté, kedysi nepredstaviteľné protesty proti slobode, už nemôže dcéra ísť ani na pohreb otca a stretnúť sa tam s mamou a sestrou, alebo štyri deti nesmú navštíviť zomierajúceho otca v nemocnici iného štátu. Ak sa napokon tak stane, zaplatia $16,000 za hotelovú karanténu. Alebo v štáte Viktória si pre stanné právo unavená babička alebo tehotná žena na vzduchu nemôže ani na chvíľu sadnúť v parku. Federálny premiér Scott Morrison sa s plačom v televízii sťažoval, že nepomôžu ani jeho intervencie a nemá na to podľa ústavy žiadne sily. Keď chcel, aby Sára, žijúca v Canberre, kde 2 mesiace nemajú prípad covidu, navštívila pohreb svojho otca v Brisbane, Queensland jej to nedovolil a premiérka Anastasia Palaščuková obvinila Morrisona zo šikanovania.
I will not be bullied, nor will I be intimidated.
Order.
By the Prime Minister of this country.
Morrison v ten istý večer v Sky News súhlasil, že je to od premiérky neľudské.
Just must have been the most horrible of days for her. There have been some shocking days during the course of this pandemic. Sadly, today I didn't have the influence that I would hope to have. So Sarah doesn't get today back, and that just fills my heart with sadness.
How is it that there's rules for footballers and for celebrities and Hollywood superstars, but ordinary people in all of this are being left behind?
Well, I think that's why people are so frustrated today when they see double standards. But gee, I wish she was able to give her mum and her sister a hug.
She was in Canberra, as we know, only for a couple of months. There's no COVID cases in Canberra.
None.
She is a graduate nurse. You can't see her at this point in this middle of trauma doing the wrong thing.
Of course not.
It seems inhumane to me.
Yep, it's hard to draw any other conclusion. I don't want this to be an ongoing thing between me and the Premier, but you know, we've got to find days like this where these cases present. Surely we could have dealt with this better today.
Nám exkluzívne napísal, že nemôže zrušiť obmedzenia na pristávanie vlastných Austrálčanov doma na letiskách, lebo tieto limity určili premiéry štátov a Melbourne napríklad neberie žiadnych ľudí domov až do 25. októbra. Jim Penman, podnikateľ v záhradkárstve a služieb, známy ako Jim Mowing, bezokolko vyhlásil, že premiér Viktórie má na svojich rukách krv a pre jeho stanné právo a zákazy zomrie ešte veľa ľudí, tak ako zomierajú obchody.
I know there's a great deal of emotion here, but the blood on his hands, it's incredibly provocative.
Well, it's true. Because our industry is no threat to public health at all. A lone operator working alone in a garden is no threat to health. But when you throw tens of thousands of people out of work without need, you talk about mental health issues, suicide, drug addiction, child abuse, domestic violence, and the rest. There's a lot of really, really grim things. I know there's independent operators out there who are on suicide watch because of this. So yes, people will die as a result of the Premier's action.
V denníku The Australian vyšiel článok, že poľským prisťahovalcom v Melbourne pripomína Viktória komunistické Poľsko 81. roku, keď bolo treba povstať. Poslanec viktoriánskeho parlamentu Tim Smith povedal, že mu tento štát pripomína totalitný režim ako Rusko, ľudia znechutení, zatvorení dlhšie než čínsky Wuhan, Melbourne má najdlhší lockdown na svete a už to presahuje všetko. Vyše 600 ľudí zomrelo, 100 000 stratili prácu, je tu mizéria, keď vidíte, ako polícia doslova sužuje babičky, polícia poslúcha nariadenia premiéra Andrewsa, ktorého rozkazy sú absurdné a budeme mať zákaz nočného vychádzania do konca októbra. Toto nie je cesta z krízy, toto je odsúdenie na smrť pre podniky a naše životy a duševné zdravie. Vidíme aj dvojaký meter moci, lebo ak protestujete v záujme premiéra, to je OK, ale ak proti nemu, skončíte zavretý v policajnom aute.
People are increasingly frustrated down here. I mean, look, we've been locked down for longer than Wuhan. This is the world's longest lockdown here in Melbourne. It's getting out of control. People are frustrated, people have lost their jobs. Over 600 people have died. I mean, it's miserable down here. When you see pictures like that of the police essentially harassing two elderly women, I mean, the police essentially are simply enforcing the rules of the Andrews Labor government. They're adhering to Daniel Andrews' instructions and enforcing his laws. A lot of these laws, frankly, are ridiculous, particularly this curfew. We're going to have a 9 p.m. curfew until the end of October. I mean, this is totalitarian state sort of stuff. This is communist, you know, Russia stuff. This is ridiculous. This is not a roadmap. This is a death warrant for Victorian businesses, for Victorian livelihoods, and indeed for Victorians' mental health. The double standards that we're seeing in Victoria are so annoying. They're so irritating for so many law-abiding people because if your cause is agreed with by Daniel Andrews, you can go protesting. But if you're protesting against Daniel Andrews, you're thrown into the back of a paddy wagon.
Páči sa mi? Zdieľajte, komentujte, sledujte SBS v slovenčine na Facebooku.